There is so much that I could talk to you tonight about regarding discipleship, and there's so many ways we can be encouraged through Scripture, but we simply just don't have enough time. So I'm just going to hit some highlights. If you've been at Mount Vernon for any amount of time over the last few months, you have undoubtedly heard our elders talk about discipleship and how important it is. For some of you, this may be a new idea. Maybe you've heard the term, but you don't really know what it looks like. And for others of you, well, maybe you've been in some sort of discipleship relationship with another woman for decades. But let's get back to basics. First, discipleship. What does that mean? Well, it simply means pointing others to Christ and helping others follow Christ. Of course, I forgot to bring the book up, but there's a great little book over there called Discipling by Mark Dever. And if you're members of this church, you probably have received it in the mail sometime earlier this week. But it's a great book, and I highly recommend it. So according to Mark Dever, discipling is deliberately doing spiritual good to somebody so that he or she will be more like Christ by teaching, correcting, modeling, loving, humbling ourselves, counseling, and influencing. And that can be a pretty intimidating definition, whether you're the one being discipled or the one discipling. But I want to encourage you, pursue discipleship relationships with one another. In Titus 2, the Apostle Paul exhorts the older women of the church to teach what is good and so train the young women. So what does discipleship look like at the local church? What does it look like here at Mount Vernon? Well, it simply means an older, wiser, more mature woman of the faith pointing a woman who is younger in the faith to Christ and helping them to follow Jesus. So watch out, ladies. Some of you are in your 20s and 30s, and you are that older woman to somebody. So just be aware and praise God for that he has given you that maturity. In practical terms, discipleship relationships are going to look different for different people. There is no one-size-fits-all mold, and the Word of God should be central to any discipleship relationship. So I want to give you some examples of what this may look like. Maybe for you, discipleship means a very structured meeting time and place where you methodically go through a book of the Bible. You ask questions of one another. You encourage and pray for one another. And you do this every week or maybe every other week. Perhaps you review the sermon together or read a good Christian book together. There are lots of books on the bookstall, and there's a number of books over here. And you do that all while you point one another to Christ. But maybe it looks like going over to a woman's house and having discussions about the Bible or applying life and applying it to life or doing a review of the sermon while you fold laundry together or cook dinner together. I have done that. I have helped another woman fold her laundry so that I could spend time with her and glean from her wisdom. Maybe it means going food shopping in the evening with a working single or an older woman while being asked pointed questions and being open about your struggles and your fears, your sins, your joys, your desires, and what you're learning about in the Bible and from the sermon. Or maybe you spend time with a busy mom by hanging out on her back porch while you sip some sweet tea or maybe lemonade while her kids play. Because so much about a gospel-centered life can be gleaned from observation. For some of you, your discipleship right now is centered solely around your home and your children, and you really may not be able to commit to meeting with somebody on a regular basis, and that is okay. Praise God for the responsibilities that he has given to you right now. But let me encourage you to be aware of when your season may change and continue to prepare yourself to be a discipler and reach out to another woman when you are able. As Mark Dever puts it, so much of discipling is doing what you ordinarily do, but bringing people alongside with you and having meaningful conversations just like Jesus did. And when you invite them into your life, be transparent. Facades defeat the purpose of discipleship. Invite others to learn from your mistakes. Ladies, be bold in prayerfully asking an older woman to disciple you. older ladies, and again, some of you 20 and 30-year-olds out there, listen up. If a woman approaches you and asks you to disciple her, please prayerfully consider it. Whether you are the discipler or the one being discipled, know that it takes prayer, humility, openness, time, commitment, but you can have a gospel influence. And amazingly, making a gospel impact in people's lives doesn't come only through your strengths, but also through your weaknesses. But let us always point one another to Christ. Discipleship takes work, and it can be hard, but it is worth it for the gospel. If you want to talk to somebody about this, if you want to learn more, please feel free to reach out to any one of the ladies on the women's ministry team, and that's Shirley Chandler, Griffin James, Delaine Brannon, Diane Menina, or myself, or please feel free to reach out to one of the elders. We would be happy to talk to you about this. Well, like I said, there is so much that I could say about discipleship, but I just wanted to hit some of the highlights. And so now I have the pleasure to introduce our speaker for tonight. It's an honor to introduce Andrea Lee to you. Andrea has been a member of Mount Vernon for 3 years. She has a master's degree in biblical counseling from John MacArthur's The Master's University in California. She has served many women of the church with her wisdom and her compassion and her knowledge of the Word of God through her counseling. Andrea moved to Atlanta 11 years ago after she married her husband, Darren. Andrea loves God's Word. And if you've ever spent any time with her, it's clearly evident that she has a love for it. She loves sound doctrine, and that drives and how that drives deep community in the church. And she loves hearing the Word of God taught on Sunday mornings so that she can know how know God better and to know how she needs to change. And now for some fun facts you may not have known about Andrea. She loves fresh blackberries for dessert, and there isn't a single vegetable that she dislikes. She hates the thought of driving something huge like a tractor trailer or an RV. I'm with you there, Andrea. Don't even like the 18-passenger van. I asked her if she had to pick between sweet tea or lemonade, and she said she wouldn't pick either of them. But I also asked her what her biggest fear and her biggest joy was when it came to discipling another woman. And she said this. She said, "My biggest fear is that I won't do it right, that I will hurt them or dishonor the Lord or reveal my foolishness. But my biggest joy is watching the Holy Spirit at work and knowing God better." So please help me welcome Andrea.